Book Yavas, Perek Dalet, Mishneh Tes Zayin. Well, probably Yud Zayin as well. Let's see. Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Yaakov says, this is on?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Ha'olam hazeh dome le'pruzdo. This world is similar to a pruzdo. What's a pruzdo?
A corridor.
Courtyard? Not courtyard. A corridor. Bifnei ha'olam haba. In front of the world to come. Hatken atzmecha, fix yourself, bepruzdo, in this corridor, kadesh tikanes the traklin, in order that you will enter this big courtyard. So that's a very funny notion, saying this world is a corridor, and you're going to enter this traklin, this like big courtyard, I think that's the word, right? What do you do in a corridor? A corridor is only a place to walk. Place you move. No, it has no purpose. Corridor in a house. A corridor has no purpose in a house other than that you go from one room to another. It doesn't have any other shimushim. Doesn't have any other. So the marshal and the tracklin is a place where you enjoy yourself. The courtyard. It's like a, like you said. There's a party there. There's something happening there. There's something you have to reach. So this world is just a corridor. What does it mean? This world is just a corridor. It means it's a place we pass through, and can you get to the track room without the corridor? No. You have to pass through the corridor. And you need to walk those steps in the corridor to get to the track room. If you only walk half of the corridor, you're not in the track room. So it means this world is basically, if the marshal is correct, if we take the marshal in more detail, you have to walk the length of this corridor, and everyone has his own corridor, in order to get into this traklin, into this courtyard. That means everyone has their length. Some corridors are shorter, some corridors are longer. Some corridors have things inside them that prevent you from walking through. Everyone has to pass their corridor in order to enter the traklin. And that's the purpose of this world. The purpose of this world is to get through it. To go through it. To walk through it. What does it mean to walk through it? You notice the word halacha. The word for doing mitzvahs in a proper way is halacha. I don't know how to translate it in English. Halacha, law. Okay, law. Halacha is the word for halicha, for walking. The way you walk is the halacha. So if that, we take this marshal of walking, you have to walk with halacha. The walking that's going to take you is the halacha, the laws. So the walking in this corridor is the laws. That's what makes you walk. Keeping the Torah, keeping the laws, keeping the halacha is what gives you the movement in this world. That's what moves you. Not keeping. I mean, if you can walk forward, you can also walk back. You can also be stationary. Not keeping or doing against the halacha is walking back. Not doing halacha at all is stationary. So the way we walk in this traklin is through halacha, through Torah and mitzvahs. That's the walk. Some people are walking. Some people are limping. Some people are running. Right? Everyone though has to walk. That's the only way you get through this corridor. That's the purpose of this corridor. Halicha. That's what the corridor. The corridor is the place for walking. For the place and the way we walk is halacha. You understand? That's the marshal. It's as simple as that. What's this world for? Keeping Torah mitzvahs. That's it. That's the whole world. It's not for anything else.
About to connect with Hashem, to unite.
That's how you connect. That's how you connect. That's what we're saying. The way you connect, the way you get to that traklin is only one way. Walking. Halacha. Ish halacha. Ein lekadosh baruch hu ba'olamo, ela arba arma shel halacha. The way to walk is through keeping halacha. Ish halacha, Torah yid is an ish halacha. A person, we're not people of just thinking. If you think about doing something but you don't do it, it's nice. If you can't do it and you think when you want to do it, mitzaref lemaisa, because you can't do it. But if you can do it and you think about doing it and you don't do it, it's not mitzaref lemaisa. It's not considered that you did the action. You have to walk. You have to do. We're not philosophers only. We're philosophers which take our philosophy into our walking, our legs, into our basic aspects of ourselves. That's how we get to Olam Haba. That's how we get to the Traklin. That's the mashal, right? The mashal is very meduyak. It's very precise. We understand what it means. There's no stopovers. There's no bars on the way. There's no nothing on the way, right? All the rest is irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. We might need to eat, to sleep, and other things we might need to do. You might need to take a parnasa. You might do a lot of things we might need to do. But that's irrelevant. That's not going. That's not walking. You're stationary when you're doing those things. Ah, if you're doing those things in order to walk, just the same way, you know. You have an athlete. He wants to run. So he has an energy bar. Okay, or whatever he eats so he can walk. So that's part of walking. Whatever's mukhuba, whatever helps him to walk, is part of walking. Whatever doesn't help him to walk is not part of walking. It's irrelevant. It's not necessary. So if the purpose of this corridor is to walk through it, we should be doing things which help us to walk. Anything we do which disables us from walking or which doesn't help us to walk is irrelevant. It's not for this world. It's not for this world. That's not using the Traklin properly. The Traklin doesn't have anything. The corridor doesn't have anything, right? The Prusda doesn't have anything apart from walking from one place to another. The Traklin is a place for enjoyment. The Traklin is a place where we're ne'ene meziv ha'shechina, we enjoy the ziv of the Shechina. Now let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's a very short Rabbeinu Yonah here. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, ha'olam hazeh domeh leprusdo, b'fnei olam haba, in front of this world. Hat kenas v'cha v'prusdo, k'dei shetkenes to Traklin. This is quoting the Mishnah. Traklin hu habira. It's like the palace. Ratzonu m'she'en ha'olam hazeh, this world, Ela is only k'day in order liskot bo ha'olam haba. This whole world is only there to merit the world to come. That's all it's there for. That's all it's there for. If you understand that something, that's a very, very big statement. That means anything we're doing in this world, which is not for Olam Haba, is not this world. We're negating the purpose of this world. You understand? Simple. It's very simple, but very powerful. When you eat that piece of cake, why are you eating it? Because it's good. You like it. Okay. Is that helping you to walk in the world to come? If it gives you a bit of joy that you can... you feel good about yourself, or you feel satiated, now you can go listen to Shir better, or whatever. So, that's part of your halicha. That's part of your walking. If it isn't, it's just a waste of time. It's a wasting of your time. You're taking your Olam Hazeh and you're burning it. You're taking your time. You only have a certain amount of time in this world. 70, 80, you're lucky, right? You're taking your time and you are burning it. You are wasting it. And some things you're walking back with. If you do an Aveira, it's not Halicha, it's not Halacha. It's walking back. Aveira mechaber mitzvah. An Aveira extinguishes a mitzvah. So that's one step. You know these games that you play? These kids play these games? You walk two steps forward, two steps back. You know these games? May I? I don't know how you say it in America.
Mother may I.
Huh?
Mother may I.
Mother may I. Those sort of things, right? One, two steps forward, one. The mitzvah is a step forwards. The avera is a step back. if you want to run with a mitzvah, right, the mitzvahs with Mesiras Nefesh, mitzvahs you understand better, some people are running. Right? You know? There's also games where the person turns around. And then, you know, as while he's turning around, the person runs and then stops if he's, right? Some people are running, some people are just walking. Everyone now, everyone has their own track limit, right? Everyone has their own length to get there. Once he's got there, there's no more purpose to being here. Simple as that. So some people, you know, their lives are shorter, some people's lives are longer. Now this helps us in the next Mishnah. Let's see the next Mishnah. Now the Mishnah goes on, Mishnah Yud Zayin says, Hu Haya Omer, it's the same rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov. Yafesha Achad, it's beautiful 1 hour of tshuva, in tshuva, b'tshuva, umaisim tovim, and good deeds, v'olam hazeh, in this world, mikol chaye olam haba, from all the life of the world to come. Right? 1 hour in this world is worth more than all the world to come. Right? 1 second. Can I ask you, of tshuva, tshuva and maisim tovim, can I... What's more, you know, you're building a house, right? You have a corridor and you have a palace, right? 1 hour standing in the corridor is worth more than the whole of the time you're in the palace? Give me a break. That's not, doesn't, the marshal doesn't go there. Doesn't work. What are you talking about? So let's read on. V'yafisha achad, and it's beautiful 1 hour, shel korat ruach. What's korat ruach? Pleasure. Peace. Real peace. Real peace. Bo'olam haba, in the world to come, mikol chaye olam hazeh, from all the world, this life in this world. So make up your mind. 1 hour of this world is more than the whole world to come. 1 hour in the world to come of Korat Ruach is worth more than this whole world. So it's really very simple. Depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about Tshuva and Maisim Tovim, i.e. the Halicha, traveling, there's no walking. You're not in a corridor anymore. You've reached the place. You don't walk. You've reached the place. To reach the place, to walk, that you do with Tshuva and Maisim Tovim. That's how you walk. Tshuva and Maisim Tovim. Tshuva and Mitzvahs. Tshuva, Torah and Mitzvahs. Right? That's how we walk. You can only walk in this world. The Gror, you've heard the story, I'm sure you've heard the story, the Gror Mevilna, right? So on his deathbed, apparently, you know, I only heard the story. You know? He was holding his tzitzis. Now the Gron, if you know a little bit who the Gron Mevilna was, if you've seen him in his Pirushim, so you understand a little more. But in the beginning years, he wrote like a Perush, this is what we have, a Perush on, you know, on Shulchan Aruch, very, very deep Perush, Bi'ur HaGror. Right? You can spend weeks just understanding a Bi'ur HaGror, to understand the depth of a Bi'ur HaGror. Right? But okay. When his later years, he got into, you know, the Torah of the Arizal. He used to shake when he used to learn the Arizal. And apparently he used to just learn Chumash, and from Chumash he used to be able to see the Gemaras, see the Zohars, see the Kabbalah, everything he used to saw from Chumash. The Gror, what's a shaitas? Maybe because you can see Chumash from Chumash, right? Okay, but okay, it doesn't matter. He had malachim. He had angels. What do you think he had angels? He had angels that were created from his own learning. They used to come to him and they used to want to reveal to him the secrets of the Torah. He used to send them away.
Why?
He wanted to get it from his own yegiah, from his own work. So now, on his deathbed, the whole Palmalia Shalmar was going to come and greet him. All the angels from heaven were going to come and greet him, right? You wouldn't have had a better, you know, a better, what's it called, reception than that. No. He did his tafkid. He did what he was supposed to do. He was mashlim himself. He walked that corridor. What's his problem? He held onto his tzitzis and he was crying. So the Talmidim asked him, what are you crying for? So he said, for kama prutot, for a few pennies, I can buy mitzvahs in this world. Can't do that in the world to come. If anyone knows what tzitzis are, what is tzitzis? So, you know, these little threads, you pick them up, how much? 10, 20, 30 shekels for the threads, the baguette, okay, you put it, how much? Not a big deal, you know? To be it outside, right? To shawarma. You know, $1,500. To make a difference. And what did you buy when you put on tzitzis? You ever saw what it's written in the beginning of the tzitzis? Chaluka derabanan. It's what's it called? The beged of the rabbis. It's levush. It's a garment for your neshama. That's what you bought with a few shekels? A few dollars? You buy a spiritual beged for your neshama? You can't buy that in the world to come. We don't even understand what's tefillin. We don't understand what these things are. What's a tefillah? What's tzedakah? What's a word of Torah? What Torah does to us? What mitzvahs do to us? What heights they gave us? Give us? That's only this world. Yafe sha'achad b'tshuva u'maisim tovim. In this world, mikol olam haba. Olam haba, you're sitting there. Tzadikim, atarotem or roshem, the crowns on the head, v'neni miziv ashchina. It's a world of owning, but there's no more walking. The walking we do here, where you walk to here, is where you're going to be there. Of course he didn't want to leave this world. He could have been a bigger person, bigger than he was. Well, how do we know? But one more, one shah of tshuva and maisim tovim in this world is more than all the world to come, because you can't do it. The world to come is not a world of growth. This is the world of growth. That's the world of scha. That's the world of onig. Based on your growth here. Now, the opposite. What's the opposite? It says korat ruach, pleasure in the world to come. How much pleasure do I get? You go through a whole day, right? Whole day, take a day. Count the amount of pleasure you have in a whole day. Oh, you had a nice piece of nice meal in the morning, you had a nice joke around, you had a nice talk, it was a deep conversation, a great cheer. Right? The pleasure you got from all these things. You put them all together for a whole day, 24 hours, maybe the whole total pleasure was 1 hour. Maybe. You take your whole life. 80 years of your life. If you're lucky, you can concentrate it into... Remember, there's a lot of tsar there as well. There's a lot of pain there. We're just not talking about the pain. Sometimes the pain overweights the pleasure. Right? You put it all together, maybe. How many? 5 years? Probably even less. That's this world. 5 years of total pleasure. It's not a lot. And how much can you eat? How much can you, you know, have fun? Well, what's, you know, if that's pleasure? And even the spiritual pleasures in comparison. Even when you work hard, there's a lot of toil in learning. There's a lot of toil in doing the right things. Without toil, you're not going to get to the proper thing. You're not going to get that deep pleasure. And when you get it, at the end, after all that toil, so it's a building of self, I agree, it's a building of self, and it gets you to a certain level. But it's not the same level as the world to come. Because the pain that you have to do, or the work that you have to do, and it's a form of pain, in order to get there, is because of your guf, because of the name of your guf. You have to work against your physical body. The world to come, you don't have that problem. It's automatic. Your neshama is ne'ne from its kirva, from its closeness, the ziva shchina, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 1 hour of the world to come is more, much, much more than all the pleasures and all that peace and all that thing that a person can get in this world. People think, you know, I take it easy in this world. This world is not the world for taking easy. This is the world for work. Hayom la'asotam, day to day to do them, ulemachar kavos charam, and tomorrow to receive their rewards. If you don't work, if you don't toil in this world, forget it. Nothing to talk about in the world to come. If you think this is the world to be in this bubble of pleasure, this bubble of peace, your mother's womb, you're making a mistake.
But aren't we supposed to enjoy this world?
We're supposed to enjoy it through toiling in it.
But that's also pleasure.
It's pleasure, but there's pain in that pleasure. In anything in this world has psolet. Anything in this world has pain. Everything worthwhile in this world comes through toil. You can eat ready-made, you know, you go into... Once upon a time, even food you had to work to make. You had to catch the animal, you had to shecht it, you had to hide it, you had to clean it, you had to do this. Nowadays, instant pleasure, takeaway, restaurant, right? There never used to be that concept once upon a time. Even food people have to work to make. You have to earn a living, you have to swap something to get it, you know, you have to do something to get it. Today's the day, you know, instant internet. You go on the internet, oh, I want to eat that. You order it down line, comes to you, right? Straight away. So today, we live in an era, we live in a time where the way the world works with this concept of instant pleasure. And we think that's the reality. We think that's the reality of the world. We don't want to work for pleasure. We want it instantaneously. This isn't this world. Any pleasure which is instantaneous is not the purpose of this world. This purpose of this world is halicha, walking. Walking can only be done through tshuva and maisim tovim, and that requires toil. If you're not toiling in this world, you're not walking. If you're not walking, you're not, this is not for you a corridor. This for you is the tracklin. If this for you is the tracklin, this will stay as your tracklin. You didn't move. This will be your tracklin. This is the tracklin you'll get also in the world to come. Okay, you understand? It's clear? Makes sense? Okay, now let's see Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a long Rabbeinu Yonah here. Hu haya omer, yafe sha'a achat b'tshuva u'maisim tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chay olam haba. Shebisha'a ktana. Now he's giving a different pshat. He's saying, with one small moment ba'olam hazeh, adam marviach ha'olam haba. A person can benefit the whole world to come. Kamo shematzinu, like we find in this maisa. Oto maisa, this maisa. Shall Yosi ben Yoeza, one of the Tanaim. Shai Yotze, one of these, the Maisa, what happened to Yosi ben Yoeza. Shai Yotze Larek, he was caught by the Romans to be killed. Upagabo Yokim Ish Tsururot HaRosha. Yokim was a certain Rosha, right? Rochev al Sus, he was riding on a horse. Amale, he said to him, Chazi Susaya, Dar Kavech. Marech, see my horse that I'm riding on. Your master's riding on. Chazi susaya, dal kaven maran. Look at the susaya that I'm riding on. Amalo, he's told to him. Yosi told him, Im lo over rotzon lokach. If people who go against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what happens to them. That's their reward in this world. Those who do His will, it's not a kol shekin, there will be their reward in the world to come. Amalo. V'chi yesh oseh ratzono yoteh mimcha. He told him, this Rasha, Yoakim, is there someone who does more than the Ratzon than you do? Is a bigger tzaddik than you? Rabbi Yossi. Amalo. Im le'oseh ratzono. People who do his will, kach, they've been taken and tortured to death. Kal v'chomer le'oseh ratzono. The punishment those who do against the Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas v'Shalom. What punishment they will be have in the world to come. Ala belibo, it went to his heart, those words, ke'esh b'na'oret, like fire in sand, how do you say, sandust, not sandust, chipped, fire chips, wood chips. Splinters, like burns, straight away. Pirush, he veen b'dvarav, he understood his words. Ki ama im tov l'rishayim over ritzono b'olam hazeh, if it's good for the rishayim, the people who don't do his will in this world, kol kach so much, al achas kama v'kama, so much more so the tzaddikim b'olam haba in the world to come. Ki tiye tova kfula, it'll be a double umekupelet and tripled and quadrupled mitovat rishayim from the good of the rishayim b'olam hazeh in this world. V'shama ein shalom l'rishayim. And there is no peace for the rishayim. Ki yir'ah lehem kiflayim. It'll be much worse for them, even more than what ma'asheh l'tzadikim ba'olam hazeh, than it's for the tzadikim in this world. V'kasham okach, when he heard this, halach v'kibalav arba mitzvos basis, Yoyakim, I think it was, he receives himself 4 meters based in, i.e. I don't know what it means here, he receives himself 4 meters based in. Who killed him? I don't know. Basically, there was a certain torturing. Kidi tzahata, like it's there. Ab Riyosi ben Yeh, b'shah kala. And then he said, Rabbi Yossi, in one small moment, hikdimani l'gan Eden. He preceded me to Gan Eden. So the way that Rabbi Yonah is explaining through this mice is, you have to, in one moment in this world of tshuva and maisim tovim, a person can do tshuva in one moment, he can receive his whole world to come. Even the biggest rasha, one moment, can change himself. If there's a change, if there's a deep change in him, and receive his whole world to come. That's the ability, that's the moment. We have the ability to change here. The ability to do tshuva here, the ability to change our matzav. And we all know that. We all know where we once were and where we are today, and where we're going to go to, and we're going to be growing to. But that's what this world's about. This world's about that change, that halicha, that walking. And if anyone, you know, says like these behavioralists, oh, he came from a bad family, he had a hard life, he couldn't help it that he got mixed up in drugs, he was a crook, or whatever it was. A lot of baloney. Everyone has free will. Okay, maybe he can't be such a big tzaddik, but he can work on himself. He can do something. Doesn't mean I judge him where he is. I don't know how to judge him. I can't judge him. I can't judge anyone. But he can't give himself an excuse. He has to work on himself. He has to change himself. And that can be Rishah Kala in a moment. And everyone in this world gets that moment. When that moment arises, if he lets it slip, he might not be given another one. Don't let those moments slip. You might be given it more than once. If you let it slip, you missed. He might not give you a second chance. You need zchuyot to get another chance. You need merits to get another chance. Okay? Now let's see next, he says. Okay. So he says, V'al zeh ne'ma yafe shachar. It's good one moment. Like I explained. Ve'en shevach ha'olam hazeh. And there's no praise for this world, ki im lezeh, only for this. Gam Shlomo HaMelech, also Shlomo HaMelech, ha'mavhil ha'olam hazeh. He made this whole world. Hevel ha'valim ha'makaris. It's nothingness. It's a waste of time. Hevel ha'valim. The Sefer Kohelet, Mukamot Ma'atim Mishabeach HaChaim Min HaMeitim. He says it's better life than death. Gam Otzo HaShevach, also the Shevach, Einenu Ki'im LeTshuva U'Maisim Tovim. Also that Shevach, which Kohelet says, is only for Tshuva U'Maisim Tovim. Praise. Mipnei Shehem Mo'alim Bo'olam Hazeh. Those are the things which help in this world. V'lo Bo'olam Haba. Shein Danin Et Adam Ela B'Shas Misa. We only down a person when you judge him b'shas misa, final judgment, right? Obviously there's judgments every day, there's judgments, you know, different periods of time, every chag has its own judgments, right? You know, we also know Rosh Hashanah at the end of the year, right? Yom Kippur, right? So he's basically telling us the same thing. You're given this time, don't waste it. It's not going to come again. It's brought down in Svarim Kedoshim, right? Brought down in the Or Chaim, actually brings it down, B'Shem, I think he brings it down B'Shem Ari. That a person has what's called Nitzotzim. Nitzotz. He's made out of little sparks of Neshama. Quantum Neshamas, right? You know, for us, modern day physics, right? Quantums, or quarks of Neshama, however you want to call them, right? Little splinters of his Neshama. Every day, one of them leaves him. If he polished it with Torah or Maisim Tovim, it's a beautiful diamond. If he didn't, it's a horrible, rotten piece of earth or whatever. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu take it from us? So if it's rotten, it won't rotten the other sparks. If it's good, preserve it that it doesn't get rotten. That's why we get older, says Chaim. That's why we age. And before death, all these sparks come back to us. So Parshas Vayechi, Vayikruvu Yemei Yaakov, Lamut. All these yamin, all these days, sparks of his neshama come back. Tshuva can also bring them back to him.
What do you mean all these come back to him?
That's why, you know, all his sparks, all his days come back to him, and then he dies. That's why a person, a very spiritual person, knows before he's going to die. He feels a certain itorarut, a certain growth of himself spiritually. He feels it. And then he realizes that's about, just before death, the person feels strong, and then he's nifta. Because all his sparks come back to him, all his days of his neshama. This is the Or HaChaim says this. Comes back to him, and then he's nifta. You understand? But let's think about it. Your days are quantum for your neshama. That means, let's say a person is going to live 70 years. Each day is a little part of his neshama that's leaving him. That's it. It's not going to come back. That means his day to day, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's a different spark. Tomorrow's a different polishing. Oh, I lost a diamond. Oh, it doesn't matter. I've got another one in the box. Anyone says that you've met a diamond dealer who lost a beautiful diamond? Oh, there's another one in the box? No, because he knows what a diamond is. People who have grain, you know, pebbles. Oh, one fell out. Oh, who cares? Is your life filled with diamonds or is it pebbles? It's how you look at them. If you look at the day as a diamond, you want to polish it up. If you look at the day as a pebble, tomorrow there'll be another one, right? Different flavor, different color, maybe I like tomorrow better. This one went, tomorrow will come. Days pass, they go. Nothing's done with them. There's no change. There's no polishing. No Letitia. And the polishing of a diamond, you know, it's not simple. You have to be professional. And second of all, there's cutting. You have to remove all the psolis. That's what this world's about. We have lots of psolit. We have lots of bad stuff. It's called a Yetzirah. How are we going to remove that from us? Use it as well. But how are we going to do that? You with me? You understand what I'm saying? That requires work and craftsmanship. Without craftsmanship, even hard work is not going to make it. How do you get that craftsmanship? Craftsmanship comes from learning Torah. Work, but it's just the work. But if you're not a craftsman, you're going to do a bad job. That's why we always have a mitzvah of learning. You ever met a craftsman who didn't improve his trade? You have to improve your trade. You have to be a better diamond polisher. You can always be a better one. There's always different types of diamonds to see. Bigger ones, smaller ones, brighter ones. Every mitzvah, every tefillin, everything that you do is a little diamond. Polish it for that day. Every aveira, chas v'sham, is like throwing the bad stuff on it. That's our choice. That's what this world's about. It's about this halicha, about this movement, about this work, about this toil. If you're not spending your time doing this toil, you're wasting your time. You're not moving. You're not in the corridor. You think you're already in the tracklin. If you think you're already in the tracklin, that's where you're going to be in the world to come. The same tracklin. Not a great matzav. Okay? Next. So it says, V'yafi sha'achad, and it's a beautiful 1 hour, shekorat ruach ba'olam haba, in the world to come, mikol chayalam hazeh, kamo shamur razal, kol ha-Nevi'im, all the Nevi'im, lo nitnavu ele yimot Mashiach. They could tell us the Nevu'ah, like the Yimot Mashiach. We have some sort of understanding of Yimot Mashiach. Aba olam haba, the world to come, ayin lo ra'ata, an eye could not see, Elokim zulatecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except from you. Only you could understand this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ya'aseh le'mechakelo. We will make, to those who wait for him. Shetov ha'olam haba. The goodness of the world to come. Ein lo erech. It doesn't have a value, v'lo dimyon, that we can understand. Not an understanding, not an imagination that we can understand. The most beautiful thing that we could understand, right? Is there no comparison to the world to come? No comparison. V'zeh v'shama David ha'olav ha'shalom, ma rav tuvecha, how great is your goodness, asher safanta, which you hid, v'yirecha, those who fear you. Pa'alta l'chosim bach, you make for those who, let's say, ha'chosim bach, neged bnei adam, in other words, those who adhere to you, like. So basically, we can't understand the joy. Take the biggest joy you ever had, the greatest joy. That moment of the greatest joy, you can think about that moment of the greatest joy you ever had in your life. It's no comparison. That moment of joy. And people could say, you know, the first time I did this or that or whatever it was. And it was such a great moment for him. Take that moment. It's no comparison. You can't even imagine the pleasure that there is for you in the world to come. And it's not a pleasure, momentary pleasure. It's for eternity. You can consider such a pleasure for eternity and being a pleasure. That's the world to come. And that's based on how we walk in this world. If we don't understand that this world is the world of walking, to get to that pleasure, to get to that level of receiving that pleasure, and how we walk is the depth of that pleasure that we're going to get. We don't clarify that to ourselves, we're wasting our time in this world. We're throwing away pebbles. We're throwing away marbles. A day went, a day came. Who cares? Oh, I've been a few months in yeshiva. Yeah, I know what learning Torah is all about. Yeah, you know. Internet, Torah, you know, Wiki's cake, schnitzel. Yeah, it's good stuff. Combine a few things together, right? Take it easy. It's serious. This world's a very serious place. If you're not working hard in this world, you're wasting your time. You're mucking yourself up. No one. If you saw a very professional diamond dealer, see a little diamond, you know, start cutting it and just throw it away. You know, in the garbage. He's crazy. That's one of the simanim of a shota. One of the simanim of an idiot, of an insane person. What is simanim? Do you give him money, he throws it away. If your own money you throw away, your life, money you can get back. Life, it's not going to come back. Yesterday's not going to be again. It went. What did you do yesterday? You threw it away? You're throwing your life away? Ein lecha shota gadol mizeh. You don't have an idiot bigger than that. An insane, we're insane. That's what Gemara says. A person doesn't vary, it's only from ruach shtut. There's an insanity. It doesn't have to be an avera. Just wasting your time is insane. Okay, you have to know. You have to be balanced, right? You have to know. You can't, like, you know, some. No, we can't all reach the highest level tomorrow. As long as we know we're working towards it. There's a difference in being in a certain place. We can't be there. That's too hard for us to be. There's a difference in not even working towards it. That's insanity. Realizing that you want to be there and working towards it. Okay, it's taking you time, but you're working towards it. That's one thing. Not even working is insanity. That's complete insanity. It's insane. Completely insane. The world's full of these insane people. Full. I think pizza and the equivalent is life. And deep down they know it isn't. Because no one writes that on their eulogy. No one says that's important in life. But yet they will spend day in and day out making money. Earning a living. Where's that halicha? What halicha is there in that? Making big bucks. For what? What do you need big bucks for? What do you need to be a millionaire for? Not even a millionaire. What do you need to earn more than you need? What do you need to?
Help others.
Makes people feel safe.
Okay, help others. That's good. But
you feel safe.
But help yourself first. Why do you feel safe? What do you need to feel safe? Maybe you have a problem with your psychology. You need to feel safe.
You might end up homeless if you don't make enough money.
Okay. No, I'm not talking about people going to be homeless. You need to make enough money that you have a house. You know, whatever your level of emunah is, you live without a level of emunah to be secure. Fine, I understand that. But more than that, people waste their time. Waste their time. We have to remember the analogy of Chazal. Chazal's a very strong analogy. It's a corridor. Remember, it's a corridor. And the way to pass through that corridor is through halacha, through tshuva and ma'isim tovim. Anything that you're doing which is not tshuva and ma'isim tovim is not walking. You're not using that corridor properly. Hevel avolim amar Keheles. Why Keheles wrote Hevel avolim? Because Keheles, Shlomo HaMelech, had all the riches in the world. He tasted every aspect of Chaim. And on each aspect of Chaim he said, Hevel avolim amar Keheles. He could say it. Someone who never tasted all of life, who was never on that level, okay, he did experience, we could say. He doesn't know what it is. He tasted all these things. He knew what all the hanoah of Olam Hazeh is. He was the king, al elyonim v'al tachtonim. On the upper worlds and the lower worlds. He knew, and he could say, Hevel avolim, amar Keheles. The only one thing he said is not Hevel Avolim. It's to be Yirat Shemayim. To go in the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing that's not a waste of time. That's what we're here for. The Hanoi will be later on, don't worry. There's lots of pain in this world. No one has it easy. But there'll be Lemechakim Lo. Those who wait for me. You have to wait. Be patient. It might be difficult. It might be hard. You might see sorrows. There might be... You don't know. Wait. Be patient. there'll be the pleasure in the world to come. This is just a pruzdo. This is just a corridor. In the world to come, there'll be a big traklin. There'll be a big feast. All the goodies, all the things that you like for eternity. No, we can't even imagine them. That's what it's all about. Okay?